Benjamin Katzef-Silverstein is with the Foreign Policy Research Institute and a Penn PhD candidate. He wonders what exactly happened that led to the summit ending early and exactly how far apart are the U.S. and North Korea. Whatever the case, he says there's disappointment in South Korea.
The mood here in Seoul, at least as far as I've been able to see and sense right now, is fairly bleak.
Speaking to us via Skype, Silberstein says South Korea expected, at the very least, some kind of deal that would lead to economic cooperation on the Korean Peninsula.
Between North Korea and South Korea, things really are at a standstill because they just cannot, there's just not very much that they can do without progress between the U.S. and North Korea because South Korea is such a key ally of the United States.
So Silberstein expects more involvement from South Korean officials the next go-around, whenever that is. But what's been difficult to overcome, Silberstein says, is the belief in North Korea that having nuclear weapons is the only guarantee the country has to national security.
Kim Jong-un's main long-term goal with these negotiations is to be recognized by the United States as a de facto nuclear power.
Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.